Welcome to The Kim Kogani Show. I'm your host, Kim, and this podcast is meant to be a moment of pause in your busy day. Get comfy, take a deep breath, and we'll get started. Welcome, welcome. It feels like it's been way too long since I last chatted with you, and I'm just so glad to be here and to have this space to share what's happening with me. Over the last month, there have been a lot of really amazing flowy days and then some not so flowy days, which I always find to be so interesting. The energy that each day holds and yeah, when things don't flow, how our minds can get kind of caught up in that. Recently I was journaling and I was just kind of like getting all of my thoughts out, and I wrote down, "You are not a problem to solve." And it really stuck with me because I think on those days where maybe things aren't flowing or I'm feeling really frustrated, I think a lot of times when I struggle the most is when I feel like I'm really pressed for time and I'm trying to like force things to happen in a certain time frame. And then I start to just feel really frustrated and I start to get mad at myself and wonder and think like, oh, like if you had just planned better, like you could have prevented this. Like you need to control the outcomes more is essentially what I'm saying to myself. And I have to remember that I'm not a problem to solve. I am not something that is meant to be optimized. Like I am a human having a human experience, and that experience comes with all kinds of emotions. Not every day is meant to be the perfect day, and we need the full spectrum of emotions to really experience life on a deep level. And that's not to say that I think that we all should suffer or there should be suffering in the world. No, I think that we're really meant to honor what happens in each moment instead of trying to, you know, organize it away or plan it away. Just understand that in every single moment, your feelings are valid. And so I've started to try and really honor that and invite that into my life. Today is a day where I'm having kind of a frustrating day. I don't know. I woke up and I walked Koshi, and she just really wanted to take her time and sniff everything. And that kind of set me into like a spiral, which normally it doesn't, but I was like, oh, like I want to finish this walk at a certain time because I want to like go take a bar class, and then I'm going to do all these things. And I had plotted all these points and it was going to be like the quote unquote perfect day. But my perfect day is not one in which I'm feeling frustrated. And what makes me feel frustrated is having time constraints. So maybe, you know, if I were to find a solution, the solution is to have fewer time constraints. Like I really didn't have anything I had to do. There are no meetings really on my calendar for most of the day. Like I had a very spacious morning and I could have just allowed myself to really like bask in that and gone on a walk. And normally when Koshi's moving slowly, I really enjoy that because it helps me slow down. Like it was so sweet. She was sniffing all of the blooming flowers in the neighborhood. She wanted to go to this park and was really kind of bringing me into more flow and more presence. And I just wasn't listening to that. And as a result, I was feeling super frustrated. And it's just so interesting how when there's space and when we want to kind of control outcomes, we can kind of like hold on to, or at least I do. I start to get really like rigid and I try to like really control my life and plan things. And like I put it in my planner and I plan out the hours and, you know, I try to predict like how I'm going to feel when. Like if I plan my walk from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., then I'm going to be in those wonderful, warm, happy feelings that a walk usually brings me. But that's not our reality. Like we can't control our emotions through things that we schedule on a calendar. And when we're scheduling things and creating our weeks and our days, we also have to account for that flexibility that like we don't know how we're going to feel in those moments. And that's okay. It's okay to honor your feelings. And I just want to emphasize that for anyone who might be like me, who kind of has that tendency to just push through and say, I'm okay, even when I'm not okay. And I think it really does, you know, a disservice to our feelings. Our emotions are so important. And we have so many of our experiences through the emotions that we feel in every moment. You know, like I think about how like I can put on a certain playlist and I get into my feelings and it totally changes my perspective and what's happening, even if my outward life isn't changing. And that's beautiful and magical. And we should honor that, right? I mean, I think so. But it can be so hard, right? I think especially when we live in a world that is very much like work these certain hours, produce these things, climb this ladder. And what are we actually working towards? If you look back, you know, kind of at a traditional life trajectory, it's like you go to school, then you get a job, and your job is to like keep working. You work up the ladder, you get raises, you get promotions, et cetera, et cetera. And what you're working towards is retirement and that space to do nothing. But then that happens and we don't know what to do with ourselves. So what if we just kind of let go of this plan and just enjoyed every moment and allowed ourselves to have kind of spaciousness in our days? What if we stopped trying to fill our calendars with things to do in each and every moment to keep us moving, to keep us productive? What if we allowed ourselves some pause, some soft places to land in our day, some freedom? And I know that's not a possibility for everyone, but I'm wondering if maybe you can take, you know, the spirit of what I'm saying and embody that. Even if you have a very rigid calendar, can you give yourself 60 minutes of pause to look forward to, or just a couple deep breaths in your day, or even just the intention of, I'm going to honor all of my emotions that come up? It does not mean that you have to express them to other people or show up and, you know, in a certain way. It's just for you. Like, can you honor how you're feeling? You don't need to create reactions necessarily. It's an inward journey. So much of this learning and healing is an inward journey. I know that, I don't know if I've shared this here, but when I'm talking to my friends and they're asking me about kind of what I do, what I want to share, what the message is, I always say, I want to show people that you can have a spiritual awakening, you can go on a healing journey, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change everything about your life. Like, we all don't need to sell all of our things and become digital nomads who travel the world. That is one beautiful example of what can flow if that is right for you. But there's also many other ways. And I've started to notice in my life, I feel like I'm in that kind of fine-tuning phase, maybe, or at least that's what it feels like right now. Of like, the broad strokes have been completed. You know, I closed my business, I went on a journey of different trainings, I moved to a different neighborhood. All of the big stuff kind of happened, and now I wake up each day and I live in the place that is so perfect for me right now. I love my house. I love my neighborhood, you know, my community, and it just feels really good. I feel like I'm in the right place. And the work that I've kind of been doing lately is really just thinking about how can I make my experience even more peaceful. You know, how can I find more fulfillment, more contentment in my day to day? And it's really just making kind of minor changes to my daily life that have completely shifted my perspective. A few weeks ago, I went on a camping trip, and Koshi is still kind of new to camping. I've only taken her a handful of times, and she's really just not into being in the tent. It's funny because when we're like at camp, she is so fussy and she wants to go in the tent. But then once we're in the tent, she has a hard time kind of like settling down and going to sleep. And she always wakes up super early. So on this particular trip, she woke me up. I'm sure she was awake before me, honestly, but I woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. and she was just like staring at me like, all right, like it's time, let's get out of here. So I got up, I got out of the tent, and we just went on a short walk. And then I came back and made some coffee, which the first coffee, when I'm camping, it's like the best thing in the whole world. Like, it's my favorite part for sure. And then we kind of just went about our day and packed up, came home. And when I got home, I was really thinking about how beautiful that experience of waking up early and having a peaceful walk and then having coffee was. And, you know, I found myself saying, you know, like, I wish I could do that here at home. And my intuition was like, you know, what if camping Kim is like the real Kim and the home Kim who has been sleeping in and doesn't want to get up? Like, what if that's just something that you're able to shed? And so I decided to try for a week, being guided by my intuition, to wake up at 6 a.m. and go for a walk. My intuition said that I could either invite Koshi or I could just go by myself. And so I started doing that. Waking up, I just allowed myself some grace to get up and not have to like get up and run out the door super quickly. So I gave myself like 30 minutes to kind of just get up and get ready. I asked Koshi if she wanted to go on a walk, fully thinking that like there was no way. She does not like to get up in the morning at all, but she jumped up. We went on a walk, we got coffee. And it was just so beautiful. And I noticed that it really like set the tone for the rest of my day. For the rest of the day, I felt really spacious. I felt really content. And honestly, like I felt less tired, which is funny because I actually got less sleep than I would normally. And by the end of the night, I was ready to go to bed. And I was like, okay, like I want to do this again. So I kind of set myself up and I was like, okay, this is the time that I need to start winding down and I'm going to prioritize kind of having this night routine so that I get better sleep, so that I can wake up and do this thing that's important for me and that makes my day better. And, you know, I did that the next day and the next, and then 1 week went by and then 2 weeks went by. And now this has kind of become a habit for me. And it's something that really has felt life changing, but the change was actually really small. Nothing about, you know, really my outward world is different. Like, I still take the same route when I'm walking. I go to the same coffee shop. But the intention is different, and it's at a different time. And my world just feels different and better. And I think it's just a great example of how you don't need to make huge changes to have a huge impact on your life. Even just the shift of thinking to myself, this is my walk, I'm going to invite Koshi to come with me, but this is for me, versus, you know, I have Koshi, I live in a house, in a townhouse with no yard, so I have to walk her. Just that shift of, this is my walk, she can come, versus I have to do this thing for her first thing in the morning, really changed how I felt about my day and how I felt about my walk. Now it's something that I really look forward to, and I find that I have just so much more joy and gratitude when I think about Koshi and me going on these walks together versus like it being a chore to do. And so I invite you to really just think about your day-to-day, think about those small things and maybe the small changes that you might be able to make in your life. Especially when maybe you're navigating some bigger life questions, some big changes, you know, when those big things are happening, those things that we can't control that may feel uncertain or scary, you can really find comfort in those small daily actions. And so even if you're in a season of maybe stillness or there's not a lot of transition happening, I think building that foundation of really connecting to small daily actions will only serve you well when you have to navigate a big life transition. And there's so much in our lives that is uncertain. We just can't see what's around the corner, which is wonderful and beautiful, but can be hard sometimes. And I think giving yourself that comfort, those soft places to land, the spaciousness, will just help make those big changes, will just help make transition a little bit easier for you. I've noticed that that's really helped in my own life. And so that's kind of the update that I have. I'm looking forward to summer and just spending time outside. I had a coaching session with my coach. It was like one of our last sessions together, and it kind of ended up being a celebration of the past kind of 2.5 years and the journey that I've been on. And it felt like kind of an ending to this big phase in my life. And I feel like I'm entering a new phase, and I'm calling it the quiet years. And my intention for this time moving forward is just to be at peace, to create, to have a lot of space in my life and to spend time in a way that feels meaningful to me. So there you have it. I hope that you are cultivating peace in your life and, you know, finding those soft places that you can land, finding that comfort in your day, in your week, in your month, and I'm here for you. I'm just so grateful that you are following my journey, and this space just feels so sacred and so special. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening and for being here. If it feels good for you, I would love if you could share this episode or this podcast with someone who might also enjoy it, so we can continue to expand our community here.